Ganja, Joint, Doobie, Doo, Chronic, Ace, Lobo, Loco, Loveboat, Bud, Buddha, Blunt, Pot, Pet, Pin, Chiba, Chiba, 420, and Hashish, or Hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in, man.
All day, baby.
Chris, under the weather.
Yes. G'day. How are you going?
How's it going, mate? Are you okay?
I'm okay. I'm coping. I'm coping. I've got my medicine.
All right. Good.
Are you lying in bed?
That would be telling. Let's just say it's lucky we haven't got the video going.
In what way can we use cannabis to treat the common cold? No way, really, eh?
It's anti-inflammatory, right. And it has pain relieving. So in terms of, you know, there's nothing really out there that does treat the common cold other than getting over it. But they give you things to ease the symptoms. So, and, you know, speaking of which, ibuprofen, widely used. I'm getting the wrong one. It's paracetamol. Sorry, yep. Paracetamol. Widely used. Oh, well, both of them. But paracetamol actually is the way that it works. They didn't actually know this up till a year or two back, and widely dispensed without knowing actually how it works, which puts it all into perspective when they want all these to be applied to cannabis. There are things out there already that they have no idea why it works. It just does work. Turns out it's working on the cannabinoid system. It's working on the same one that CBD works on. So that is how paracetamol is working in your body. You're actually having a cannabinoid product when you have it.
Bloody hell.
New respect for paracetamol, just like that.
Sales go right up.
Chris Fowley, what's going on down at Parliament?
Oh, so much. So much. I mean, one thing was yesterday, submissions closed on the medicinal cannabis bill. Oh, not the bill, the regulations, sorry. Or not even the regulations. The general concepts are going to lead to them because they haven't got a lot of time to get this into place by December of this year. But it's a really good scheme. It's just got some things that need tweaking. You know, one of them is they're still saying that, well, they're proposing that specialists would still need to be involved for most cannabis products, and I don't think that's what most people are expecting, that it should just be your GP. But there are a number of good things. But anyway, the submissions on all that, they closed, so we've been busy doing that, and I'm sure a lot of other people too. But the other thing that happened yesterday was perhaps the most significant drug law reform I think ever, certainly in the direction that we want to be going, because it's been nothing but prohibition for 100 years, and last night Parliament actually put compassion and empathy first, and which is a fairly rare thing, I guess, but one of these things is you often find on these conscience votes, that's when these sorts of things actually come out. You actually do see the best of Parliament, I think, in a lot of respects. But what they've done is passed this amendment that on the face of it is about tightening up on synthetics and rah-rah-rah, law and order, rah-rah, but actually what it really, or its main thing, the more significant thing that it does is make drugs a health issue over being a crime.
I thought they'd done that already, or is that just what they told the cops to do?
It's unofficial. Tell the cops. There's this kind of separation. So the police have, over the last decade or so, the number of arrests has dramatically dropped. I mean, part of it, you know, credit to them, under the National Party's approach of social investment, they just weren't paying any dividends. You could arrest as many people as you want, and you're not going to improve society under that kind of formula, the way that they were approaching it. So the police were naturally, you know, they were just arresting fewer and fewer people anyway, and it's down to about 1,500 people a year getting arrested for cannabis now, which is awesome. But those are the people getting arrested. There's still a lot of people getting hassled, and as we know. But that's down from about 25,000 a year in the late 90s. So that's very good. So that remains to be seen, I guess, how it will exactly play out.
First
got a little amendment in there.
Does that include A-class drugs as well? Like, so if I get caught
it's
with something...
It's all of them. It's all drugs. Yeah. And it's very much the approach of Portugal, but it's not kind of formalised in the way that they've done it. And people have pointed that for a long time as a good kind of approach.
Have to lawyer up if it goes to court kind of thing, but...
Well, hopefully you wouldn't. So what they would do, it's effective decriminalisation, basically, is what a lot of people are calling it, including
so
the Police Association and that. So they're saying it is a bad thing, I guess, but from our point of view, it's a good thing.
I'm just worried about the odd cop, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, they would apply a test, And this is the amendment that's gone in, and the test was as to pursue a health-based or therapeutic approach over a criminal prosecution if it was better for that individual. And it will always be better for that individual.
Yeah.
You know, no doubt about it, that they should get a health-based approach rather than be thrown in jail or anything like that. So it's been amended to whether that it's better for society in general or the public good. And really, I mean, that sounds like, ooh, that could be really bad, and the police are going to have to be arbiters and judge and jury or something and making these assessments. But
that's my concern.
Well, I'm sure they'll get some pretty clear guidelines.
I am the law.
Yeah, basically, it's a huge step forward, and it happened just last night. So take a pat on the back, Parliament, and everyone who made it happen.
Sick. Yeah. Well, look, it kind of does add to the whole vibe as well going forward with this referendum. You know, it sort of says...
That's right. You know, hey, speaking of referendum, that you touched on just what I was going to say, and that's tonight, today, right now, could be up right now. I don't know. Who's listening to Parliament?
What?
Right now is the bill going up for its first reading to set up the referendum.
Oh.
And this is the referendums bill.
Is it on Parliament TV?
Is it what, sorry?
On Parliament TV.
Oh, yeah, it should be.
TV.
Yeah, but I'm not sure exactly what time, but it's due for tonight, and that they start on the bills at about 4 o'clock. So if it was up first, they might be doing it now. But maybe someone who's got it up could text in. But this sets up the referendum for cannabis, but also for other potential ones. Could be euthanasia, could be abortion, who knows, right? But it looks like we're going to decide a few things next election. And what it does do, though, this is where the Nats have got a bit angsty about it. It creates the framework for the referendum, and then it says, well, Cabinet's going to put the question up, and rather than Parliament as a whole.
What's wrong with that?
So, I'm not particularly fussed on that, I guess, but I'm sure they'll do a good job of coming up with that. But we've got a year to go to make sure that that is the best question. And, I think one thing is for sure, I get a lot of people worried about what's happening with the referendum. Mm-hmm. I think we can pretty much take it as guaranteed it's going to pass.
The reason being
is what we don't know is what will pass.
Right.
It's a government referendum. They're not going to put up a question that loses. The very fact we don't know the question is all part of the strategy. That's not going to be revealed till next June.
But it'll be kind of annoying if we just did like a half swing when we should be hitting it out the park at this point.
Well, if they think that's all that will pass, then that's all that will be put up, if you know what I mean.
So it's
our job to move it along sufficiently so that a proper regulated market that is even better than what they have in Canada is the one that has majority support. And then that's what the government will put up.
Who do we need to focus on here? Who are the people we need to convince? The grey community, should we say?
I'd say that's a good start. Just work with people in your own networks, your own family, friends, you know. Calling out those. A bit like if you have a racist buddy and there what might have been a time that you just kind of, now you kind of go, dude, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, good way to put
it. And it's about time we did that, that you just kind of call people out.
I'm not going to tell my grandma to shut the fuck up, but I'll definitely be like, hey, Nan.
We'll be more diplomatic.
Zip it.
Your time is done.
And one last thing before we go. Luxembourg, another country joining the legalization club. Good old Luxembourg. Don't know much about it. Lots of money and now legal weed.
Yeah. No, that's
mint. Pardon?
That's mint. Another one to the... So Hawaii just recently. Now Luxembourg. It's all go.
Yeah. It's almost one of those ones that I thought was legal all this time. So it's kind of surprising. But there you go. And what's the other thing? A plug for myself and Chapel Bar in Ponsonby, 2nd of September, we're going to be doing this thing called Pub Politics. It's a bit like backbenchers.
It's the first Monday, isn't it, of September?
There you go. That's cool, an easy one to remember.
Will Wallace Chapman be there?
He better.
Okay.
We can get Bomber to look like Wallace, maybe.
All right. Sounds good.
But... No, that's good. I think I'll hit along for that.
Chloe Swarbrick, David Seymour, and Paula Bennett.
That's so a great, great group of people. I'm excited about that.
Yeah, what a lineup.
Okay, so Chapel Bar, first Monday of September or September 2nd. Yeah.
That's the one.
Right on. Be cool to see it.
Okay,
see
it I'm back to my sick bed.
Okay, mate, well, you just go get vertical and...
get well.
Nice.
Go well, Chris Fowley.
Cheers.
Bye.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.